welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Brookings has a brand new certified Cicerone. She may well be the first one in South Dakota. She's Angela Yaney of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. First off, just what is a Cicerone?
So a certified Cicerone is, in short form, a beer expert. It means that they've passed the Cicerone certification program's second level exam. And that's a pretty difficult exam. It has less than a 50% pass rate.
That's Virginia Thomas, business manager with the Certified Cicerone program in Chicago. Angela says it's a long and thorough test.
I was a little nervous. I knew I'd pass the tasting just because they gave us the answers after, but I had no idea how the rest of it was going to go. It kind of made me feel like I was taking the beer ACT.
More with Angela in just a bit. Now back to Chicago, Virginia, on how the Cicerone program began.
The program was started in 2008 by Ray Daniels. He was a beer writer, a homebrew judge. He wrote several great books. He worked at the Brewers Association. And he saw the need for something that would prove that you knew your stuff about beer. He would go into a great beer bar with an excellent list and get served a beer that was past its prime or through a dirty draft line, and just the knowledge was not out there to treat the product as it needed and deserved to be treated. So craft beer has only grown, and so that need has also grown.
It's a three-tier program, starting with certified beer server.
That's the first level and the prerequisite for the other levels. That's an online exam, 60 multiple choice and true false questions in 30 minutes. It focuses mostly on styles and service. And then we have the second level that I've talked about, certified Cicerone. We give those all across the country, an in-person exam. And then the master Cicerone level is that last level. We only give that exam in Chicago right now twice a year. We only have 48 spots, and we have over 150 people each year that want to take that exam. So we hold a lottery registration for that, and only 9 people have passed that exam so far.
At level one, the certified beer server, they're passing more than 300 a week. There are still just over 1,800 certified Cicerones nationwide. And as you heard, only 9 master Cicerones in the whole world. More on that second level, becoming a certified Cicerone, when Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk Cicerone, rapidly becoming the recognized program for proving someone has expertise in beer. And Brookings may have the first certified Cicerone working in South Dakota. Angela Yaney at Wooden Legs Brewing, co-owner and head brewer Seth Cook, has all his bartenders become certified servers.
And it means you know things about how to properly pour beer, what the serving temperatures of beer are, countries of origin of beer, basics about styles, basics about the process, alcohol serving laws, some of the history of craft beer. It's pretty comprehensive, not real deep at the first level, but really comprehensive. You really have to understand what beer is to do this.
Angela took it to the next level.
It was a 3-hour written exam. It covered beer styles, like draft quality. It covered glassware, pairing, beer and food, just about anything you can think of beer related. And then the tasting exam, that one focused on 3 different things. The first part was the actual off-flavor tasting. And then the second part was to identify styles. So they give you a beer, and they're like, is it this or is it this? And then the last portion of it was, would you serve this beer?
And some of those beers they're given to taste have been purposely spiked with off flavors. I've done a little bit of the tasting training involved. It is not easy. Angela studied off and on for about a year for the written part as well.
Decided I wanted to have all the beers memorized, like their SRM, the IBUs, the ABV. I wanted all those ranges memorized. So I made sure I did that before I took the test. I got that done, and I read a lot of books. One of the most helpful ones was Tasting Beer, a book by Randy Mosher.
Great book, by the way. Tons of study, travel costs, the expense of the test itself, about $400. Not something entered into lightly. So what's the value? back to Virginia Thomas with the Cicerone program.
I think that the value is very great. It shows passion. It shows dedication. Even if you aren't in the industry, to pursue that, to study for that, to put down the money and time to do an exam like this and pass it shows really great employment characteristics. It shows that you're hardworking, that you're dedicated, that you're curious. And those are all great employee characteristics.
And even though it sounds like it's a bear to complete and there are currently only 9 in the world, Angela would someday like to pursue becoming a master Cicerone.
I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw 1, draw 2, draw 3, 4 glasses of beer.
Before we close, let's turn to Brookings Liquor Store and some new stuff. Here's Drew Eklund to tell us about a few.
Some new summer beer. The first one's from Widmer. It's called Heffy Shandy. It's $8.99 a six-pack. It's crisp, it's light, perfect summer beer. The next one I have is from Crow Peak. It's called Easy Living Summer Ale. $9.99 a six-pack. It's hoppier, not as sweet as a shandy, but it's still really drinkable. And it's on the sweeter side. It's malt-forward. It's slightly bitter with the aftertaste. It's another solid offering from one of South Dakota's premier breweries. The next one is from Odell. It's Tree Shaker Imperial Peach IPA, $11.99 for the 4-pack. Odell's Mercenary is probably my favorite IPA, and this is probably my favorite seasonal IPA. It's awesome. The peach really balances out the hoppiness.
If you get a chance, try that Tree Shaker. Next week, by the way, we expect to have some really cool news for beer lovers from the Brookings Liquor Store. It's a little tease there. We'll also be talking about Union Labs in Sioux Falls, where they're growing yeast for home brewers and now for a few commercial breweries as well. Until next week, drink local and drink responsibly.